Good morning, everyone. Today is the 27th of December, 2018. And 12/27/53, I was born on this earth, and I don't know what the final date will be when I depart this earth yet. My dad was born, I believe, September the 2nd, 1927, and he died November the 10th, 2018. And we all are born in the same state as everyone else when we come into this world. We're born into this world of sin and sorrow. We're born and conceived in sin. And so, you know, of course, everybody says, well, most everybody in the Christian world says that we have a free will. The problem with that lie is that if we had a free will, then would we have chosen to be born into a state of sin? That's right there enough evidence that we don't have a free will, isn't it? I want to read this to you. All men are born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son that Christ did do, dying on the cross. The work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me. But my sin was atoned for, and I was set free. Good morning, Dominican Michael. God bless. Now I sing praise to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I can now joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice, my eternal life did bring. You know, when we're born, everybody's celebrating, aren't they? They're celebrating. And, you know, the relatives come over and they have a big celebration. They used to, this kind of dates me, okay? But when I was coming up as a kid, whenever someone had a child, they'd pass out cigars. Even though you didn't smoke cigars, they passed out cigars. I never could quite understand that thing. But the birth of Christ has been celebrated on the 25th of December. And, you know, there's nothing in Scripture that shows that we should celebrate birthdays, really. Every time in Scripture there's a birthday celebration, there's a problem. What about John the Baptist's birthday? I mean, not John the Baptist, but the, it was the king's birthday. John the Baptist ended up losing his head, didn't he? Yeah. What about the, so we look at Herod, we look at different birthdays. Okay, a lot of it is pride and self-exaltation is what it is. So the only birthday I'm celebrating, even though this happens to be my birthday, the only birthday I'm celebrating, okay, is my new birth. Okay, the new birth, when I was born again. I want to read this to you. This is called Birth, New Birth, and Glorification. When we take our first breath and are born on this earth, our mother and our father celebrate our new birth. they invite the relatives over full of joy and laughter. But we've been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. Good morning, Nina G. Mariano. The Bible tells for his people that they were predestinated. It was his plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, we have received salvation. The final thing is to be accomplished for us is our glorification. So, anyway, hit the big 6-5 today, 65 years old. You know, it's interesting. It just doesn't seem that 65 years have passed. It's just the brevity of life is just amazing. You know, this next one is entitled, How Long? How long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They deny creation in 6 days and make man the authority and make God their puppet on a string. Just wait until God pours out his wrath and these mockers he pays. How long will they say it's okay to be gay? When God strongly forbids it in his word, they want to take down God's people who strongly say, this is an abomination, and God says you will pay. How long will they deny that God has his elect? They say this would make you a robot if his own people he selects. But election is in his word, is exactly what people Paul taught. How long do they say man has a free will? This is a denial that man is dead in his trespasses and sin. Wesley taught it. And Billy Graham taught it still. They say man has a spark of good in him. He has a free will. Yes, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The entire world seems to be going down to hell. Be encouraged, child of God. He is our sovereign king, and it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. Well, I want to read out of this daily light this morning. This is a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible, scriptures that are put together in the same fashion. And we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Here we have no continuing city. Ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you kingdom. Now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. There the wicked cease from troubling, and the weary be at rest. We that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Our light of affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I've just read from 2 Corinthians 4:18, Hebrews 13:14, Hebrews 10:34, Luke 12:32, 1 Peter 1:6, Job 3:17, 2 Corinthians 5:4, Revelation 21:4, Romans 8:18, and 2 Corinthians 4:17. Well, I hope that you have a blessed day today and that God's presence is with you in a real way. And I hope that you can sense the comfort of the Holy Spirit in your life in a real way this today. And every day with Jesus. I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family. Because He holds the world in the palm of His hands, He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children, He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there.